Let's take a good deep breath and let's put on some music for our Marab of Hamsa. Hamsa, it's a symbol. It looks kind of like a hand with three fingers together in the middle. It has ancient origins. Yeah, long before either the Jews or the Muslims used it, although it's very prevalent in the Middle East right now. Again, no surprise that we'd be having that as our symbol for this series. We didn't just create this yesterday, but this is in works for weeks and weeks, long before the current tensions broke out. And in the origins of this, there's a lot of symbolism. When the hand is like this, it means I accept my light. I accept the awareness of my light. It means that you are realizing that you're a conscious being and that you don't have the strings of a puppet attached to you, that some other being or even maybe a unknown soul is pulling and shifting. I accept the awareness of my light, of my being. That simple. And then when the hand is turned, I accept the wisdom of my darkness. And it's not really darkness after all. It's things that you haven't loved about yourself. It's your critical nature of yourself. It also represents the unknown. An unknown sometimes is filled with fear, but I accept the wisdom of my darkness because there is wisdom in there. Everything that you'll ever go through, whether it's on the angelic realms or here on earth, will eventually be transmuted into wisdom. Ultimately, there is no darkness. There cannot be. There can be eyes that are closed. There can be fear of the unknown, but ultimately no darkness. I accept the wisdom of my darkness. So from here, I accept the awareness of my light, the I exist, I am. I accept the wisdom of my darkness. And then a hand like this, palm up. I accept and receive my joys, my true nature, my joy of being in the human form. I accept that. So it's like this for the light, this for the dark, this for the receiving. Take a good deep breath. Let's do that together. Yeah, it's very simple, kind of symbolic, has ancient origins, but how appropriate right now. Now, you're not pushing back. You're accepting that light. Aware of your divine nature. Where you came from. Long before you took on human form. Aware of your own Holy Spirit. Your divinity. Take a good deep breath and feel into that. And yes, I would suggest you hold your hand up for maximum impact. I accept it. I receive. I'm aware of my light. I am that I am. Take a good deep breath and feel into that. It's pretty simple. You don't have to work at it, except if you're holding your hand up, it's a little bit of work, but it's pretty simple. And then I accept the wisdom of my darkness. That's a little tougher. Because here's, things you don't love about yourself, your mistakes, your fears, the fear that your darkness is stronger than your light. Nah. It's things that haven't received the light yet, but when they do, they will go to wisdom. I accept the wisdom of my darkness. That's probably the toughest one. There's still a desire to look at yourself as being bad or having done terrible things, but it's simple. I accept the wisdom of my darkness. And it's kind of like catapulting yourself into the future when you finally get it, you know, and you realize there was never really a darkness. There was just the unknown and the judgments. And now here, the big important one right here. I accept my worthiness as a human. And therefore, I can accept the joy and the abundance. Doesn't mean every day is going to be perfect. No, still here on the planet. You still are surrounded by mass consciousness, but at least in your own reality of yourself, you can accept the joy. It's all right there. I'm actually getting a little irritated that it's taking some of you so long to accept it, that you have resistance to it. Get over it now. I accept my worthiness. You're the only one that can do it. We can stand by you all day long, but, and that's flat out. That's not a compromise or a negotiation, or it's not acceptance by degree. It is acceptance of your worthiness. Shumber, you've come a long way with allowing abundance without feeling that, God, that old perpetual guilt and suffering, but you're still hesitating. It's time right now. I accept that I am worthy. That's it. And then what happens with Hamsa is that you get into this flow, hard to define, hard to explain to others, but suddenly you're in your own flow. And again, ultimately the meaning of Hamsa is, I don't need to make all these old human decisions. I don't need to plot and plan out everything in my life. I don't have to dress up in my suit of armor every morning to go out into the world. I don't have to worry about where things come from, how they get to me. I don't have to go out hunting every day for a basket full of energy. I don't have to worry about my physical body. I know I'll die one day, but not in the old diseasey kind of way. Atamsa, pure grace. Now you're in the flow. Things will come along, yes, absolutely. Bad days, but they're not your bad days anymore. You're just in the middle of everybody else's bad day. Whether it's traffic or whatever it happens to be, or bad news, or just the gravity of mass consciousness, but you're still in your flow. You have the compassion to recognize what's going on around you with other people. You have the awareness to understand that they are where they're choosing to be, and that it's not up to you to intervene lest they ask you for help. But now you're in this, well, it's magic, it's a flow, it's physics. The physics of energy now. Like that. Serving you. It actually is pure physics. It is light. Your light. Now, coming to you without all the filters and without all the limitations, it's your pure light coming to you and then you letting it back throughout, back to yourself and back out to all of creation. Two things right now while you're on the planet to illuminate and to enjoy your life. Pretty simple. It's a basic energy design. Let's take a deep breath together as we begin our illumination series. There's a lot happening on the planet, and it's not yours. But I would love for you to shine your light on it. What happens here also is, as you really start to get it, as you let that light illuminate, there becomes such a passion. Many of you are used to passion being associated with doing something or accomplishing something, you know, whether it's a hobby or building something or whatever. This is a different type of passion. Passion of simply being here, being in such a safe space, being in this very dense gravity of life, and letting that light of your soul be here and then illuminating out. That's perhaps the greatest feeling of all. It's freedom. I can shine my light. I am light, and I can shine it. That's incredible freedom. Let's take a deep breath for everything that's happening on the planet right now. Things are certainly getting disrupted, and things are shaking, rattling. Everything is moving. With what's happening in the Middle East, it's been a long time coming. And yes, I know it causes you to say, what's wrong with humanity, and why the battles, and why this, and maybe feeling sorry for one side or the other. It's an old battle. If I was on Earth right now as a human, oh, how I would love to just shine my light. I would open up wide open and just blast it with light. I mean, not with an agenda, not trying to do anything, but I would say this is such an incredible time and an opportunity right now to go beyond this ancient, ancient issue of Apuru. Frankly, I'm tired of them. I really am. Fortunately, the spiritual families are disbanded, but they seem to still have some glue to them. I'm getting really tired of it, and I know in the new light it simply won't be allowed. Not these games, not this power, not this control. And I'm tired of the God battles on the planet. I'm really tired of them. And the wars you're seeing right now, they're at the very ground zero of the religious control, the ground the God battles that are taking place. Let's shine our light today, right now. Let's shine the light. Again, not taking sides. Let's have things evolve. So how do you bring resolution, even to your own issues that seem to have been haunting you for a long time, things you've been battling? How do you bring that resolution? First, it's about being aware of what's really happening. In this case, the ancient families of Hapuru, their history, what's happening. It's not about just the past 50 years or whatever. It goes way, way back. It's about being aware of that. And then it's about releasing the duality, one God against the other, one human culture and religion against the other. It's about releasing that, the duality, because duality is what creates gravity. Gravity is what holds things together. When we have an ancient issue that goes back this far, the gravity is intense. Gravity within your own issues in your own life, the battling back and forth, the aspects, the past lives, the questioning and the doubting, the human versus divine, the human versus human, it's all held together by gravity. Light overcomes gravity. There's not even an issue. It's not even a challenge. Light just flat overcomes gravity. It opens things up. It lets things free. Whether it's the battles within yourself, the ancient battles, the new battles, they're held in place by gravity. And the more you fight it, the more the gravity intensifies, and you bring in some light, and that gravity goes away. Gravity is just something that, you could say, solidifies a story. It gives the story a base on which to have its story. In this case, we have a huge story going back a long way, and both within you and within Hapuru. So we let the light shine, the gravity. It will resist, but it will go. Could you imagine the psychic, religious, mental, and physical gravity of Jerusalem suddenly dissipating? They don't have anything to cling on to anymore. They can't hold on. They can't. There's nothing to fight. It goes away. It dissolves away. And many of them are left wondering, what are we going to do now? What just happened here? Who am I going to fight now? But, you know, it's hard to fight when there's no gravity holding it together. The new light, it brings a new type of gravity, one that's not, doesn't have the denseness. We're going to talk about it in Keyhawk in our workshops and eventually in the shouts. The new light doesn't solidify gravity. It doesn't smash it into place. The gravity is free-flowing, and it's creative gravity. Creative gravity. And when you shine your light, when you illuminate and it goes out for all to behold, it goes out to this place in the Middle East right now that's filled with so much conflict. It breaks up the old gravity. And it brings in the new creative gravity. Very, very different. Creative gravity won't allow this kind of fighting. History is changing before your very eyes. In these days right now we're in. History that goes back far, 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 far before Earth was ever created, into the angelic families, into Hapuru. It was time for this to end. Let's take a deep breath, dear Shambra. Let's take a deep breath into the acceptance of your light, the acceptance of the wisdom of what you would call darkness. And that very darkness is gravity that's moving, shifting into creative gravity. Creative gravity doesn't have any darkness. It doesn't blind anything like the old gravity did. And then into receiving. Your worthiness into receiving. Don't just do the first two. You are worthy of receiving. The more you receive, the more light you illuminate. With that, dear Shambra, let's take a good deep breath together. I would like to let the music play out in the shout. I'll be stepping out here in just a moment. I'd like you to spend a little moment here with yourself. Two things, illumination and your joy in life. With that, on behalf of all of the rejoicing angels, oh, you don't know what this means to them. This Hapurua thing has been too long, and they see an end to it. And they are rejoicing for all those who are ready to illuminate. With that, I am Adamus of Saint Germain. Thank you. Thank you.